Fife fans, and welcome back to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club, where some people get together and talk about anything and everything that takes their interest. But this week, we're coming live from Bowfest in Inverary. What's the first rule of Fife Club?
Talk about Fife Club!
That's about the most energy this podcast has ever had from that, because usually they don't give a f*** about what they're talking about. Anyway, I'm here today in the George Hotel, and we have had a full weekend of drink, music and fun at Best of the West in Inverary, and I'm joined here today with the Cold Town Daisies, and we've kind of had a bit of a weekend, haven't we?
I feel that we need to redeem ourselves, and all of you, actually, at the same time, yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
How good it's been.
It's been messy. It's been fun. There's been a lot of alcohol consumed. The guys from Loch Fyne have made sure that we're absolutely topped up on whiskey all weekend. Whiskey, gin, and whatever other spirit you can think of that comes from the west coast of Scotland, I think. We're going to kind of wind this back and start back at Friday. We came here. Now, I'm going to ask Viv. Viv, how was your Friday?
I've only got one thing to say. Whiskey, Nancy Whiskey.
It might be the resounding theme of our chat right now.
Is Can I just add to that? Whiskey, Nancy, oh.
Whiskey has been the theme of the weekend. Again, the beautiful boys from the Loch Fyne whiskey shop in Inverary have absolutely fueled our weekend. They've really outdone themselves. I think you go up and you ask for a £2.50, 25ml little nip, and you're probably getting a good 25ml nip. Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Completely agree.
I think we'd say that.
Best thing they did this year, though, was their four long drinks, which was a bit of a slap in the face to all that had been there before. So, yeah, I think it was unanimously Inverary Summer. Inverary Summer might have been the cocktail of choice, I think. Kirsty's on the podcast.
We were in the tent 5 minutes and they'd put four of them down in front of us just as a treat.
If they're going to give you it for free, what else are you supposed to do?
Those Loch Fyne guys have fueled our weekend. I absolutely have to say they've been beautiful. You guys have played the Loch Fyne stage this weekend, not only once, but twice. So Friday night, I think for myself and probably a few of the others in our group, the Cold Town Daisies absolutely started this weekend off with a bang. How was Friday night in the Loch Fyne whiskey stage?
This is really interesting because we've spoken to people. I know I've just like cut in over Viv. I'm really sorry. But yeah, so Friday night for me was absolutely jamming. Just properly, and don't know if it was the best performance, but it was the best vibe. And to me, it was just the best night actually for me still. And then we had today's performance, which was a little bit different. But we'll talk about that in a minute, I suppose. But yeah,
it's funny, what I did notice though in both gigs that we played at and most gigs that we've done here, people come in and create this arch of bodies. Like all the other gigs, people just like kind of storm up to the stage, but there's almost like this perfect arch shape and then a few kids and dancers. So it's really pretty. It's interesting.
It was good. Like I say, Friday night was definitely probably my most drunk night of the weekend. Let's see how tonight goes. you guys, as I say, you came on, you played, you did the whiskey song. It is your barnstormer at the moment in time. You got the guys involved. You're all doing a very good job. So that's the George bouncing to the Daisies. The whiskey song, it is absolute barnstormer of a track just now. You guys, like, you're obviously, it's like you're playing it everywhere you go. How do you find that, like, the audience participation part of that song? Is that something that, like, really gets you guys going?
I love playing it. It's like, doesn't matter what mood we're in or like, if we've had a good gig or a bad gig or if we're hungover, doesn't matter what happens, if we sing that song, it's just brilliant. I love it. Getting my tambourine out.
Getting your tambourine out.
By the way, to the guy who I threw out the free sweeties to and I hit him on the face, I'm really sorry. Please don't sue me.
She aimed for you. I saw it. Yeah, so again, we've been here all weekend now. Friday night, obviously, you guys played. That started the weekend off well. Next up, I think we pretty much... everybody ran across to the main stage, the Campbell stage, to listen to our new favourite band, Tidelines.
Yes, Tidelines are absolutely fantastic. Like, we were kind of getting to that point where we were like, right, we're filling in the space. It was, like, really awesome of, like, Gordon and the team to, like, ask us to, like, take on that wee spot just while totally. Tidelines set up, just to make sure, like, the yeah. audience weren't bored. And, yeah, everyone was well buzzing for it. And we went through it and it was just absolutely amazing, as they always are.
So
proper are.
Another day.
IKEA flat pack furniture. IKEA flat pack furniture.
Robert Robertson, that is for you.
No. I'm fitting daily. Oh, IKEA, I'm down on my knees.
Yeah, we never thought of that though.
Tight lines, we're really sorry. But yeah, they were absolutely banging on Friday night. And at this point, I think I probably should interject with the fact that we spoke to the guys from Tidelines, and right now you're going to listen.
Sorry, we did, or are you dead?
Well, I did, very drunkenly, so I apologise for what we said. So, Ali, I've just heard that it's a mile to speak to Robert, but I would rather speak to Ali.
Well, thank you very much.
How was tonight's gig?
It was amazing, honestly. The crowd reaction was just incredible. It's a pleasure to play.
I have to say, like, Tidelines are one of my top favourite live bands to listen to. They are fantastic. Now, we're from Fife Club. We're from Fife, obviously. Why would you tell people to come to Inverary and Argyle?
Well, apart from an amazing festival, I suppose the scenery. I come here and yeah, well, we all live in Glasgow, so I come here and go for walks sometimes, and it's great just to clear your head and get out of the city, and it's just an amazing place, really.
Fantastic. Again, like, you played last year, you played this year at Best of the West. It is...
Two, I think.
It's a great festival. We saw you play at Celtic Connections this year at St. Luke's. Like, you're one of the best, like, Scots trad bands, would you say?
Well, it's very kind of you to say that. No, it's well, for us, it's all about, we love it. So it's just it's a pleasure to play to crowds like this tonight, and it's just a great thing, and we love it.
That is absolutely fantastic.
This time you're playing the Friday. What was the difference in the atmosphere between the two?
I don't think there was much difference, to be fair. It was just an amazing crowd tonight. Just when you can hear everyone sing the songs back to you, it's incredible. And we use in-ear monitors, which kind of block out a lot of the outside sound, but you just take them out and you can hear and feel the atmosphere, and it's incredible.
Do you get this anywhere else in the world?
Certainly not. Well, like, the West Coast is just amazing reaction. So, West is best, as they say, indeed.
Well, thank you very much. Like, that, really, honestly, we've come here the last 3 years. We've seen Tidelines, what, 4 times now live? And, like, as a CD, they're a band that, like, I quite like, but when live, I understand more than anything else. Is that something that you would say you get from fans, or
I think so. Yeah, I think everyone you know enjoys the album, and then I think it's just live music really in general. Like I say, when I listen to a CD and I go to a live band, there's so much. It's just you enjoy a CD, but then you can be part of an atmosphere in a live music setting. But we have our amazing sound engineer Ross Morgan, who sorts us out front of house sound. So we love working with Ross. He's an amazing engineer.
Well, fantastic. Well, you know what I have to say. Thank you very much for chatting to us.
Just head off. What live gigs have you got coming up?
We have. We're playing.
It's fine. We'll edit this.
That's good. We have. We're in Thurso tomorrow, and then we're in Colonsay Festival next week. And then yeah, and we're off on tour in November and doing Scottish dates in December. So looking forward to that. There possibly could be, yes, yes.
We will keep an eye out because as Fife fans, we fucking love Tidelines.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, we are from Fife Club. We're a podcast that broadcasts from Fife. And we're here for the weekend. And we're just, wondering, how do you feel after tonight's performance?
Really happy. It was a really great gig. We were lucky enough to play here last year as well. We played in the Sunday evening. Yep. All right, great. Well, that was a great gig as well, but tonight was just different again. A bit later on, darker, and just excellent response, I think, from the crowd.
Yeah. Like to stay for longer because the food's good. I think we've got some pizzas on reserve up the back there.
Well, aren't they? They're fantastic. The Nomad pizzas. Yeah.
No, we are big fans of this festival, of Tidelines, all the bands that play as well, ourselves. We were saying that, Tidelines are one of the best live bands. You can listen to them on CD, they're good, but live, they are absolutely just knock out of the park. How do you guys react to that kind of response?
I think we just prefer to play. We just like to get out and play live. And I think when we come over to the West Coast, you always get a good reception because I think this is where we kind of started out. And a lot of us are from the West Coast, so it's good to go over here and we get a buzz because even before the audience were singing the first lines of the first song, which was fantastic. It's good to hear that.
And yourself?
I don't know what to say. I can't really add anything to that. I think we just get a buzz from playing with each other. When the band started a couple of years ago, from the first kind of, Robert had a couple of song ideas, and the first time we were in a rehearsal room, we just felt like there was an energy there, and it's just kind of, I don't know, it's just lucky, I guess, good chemistry, musically, between the guys in the band. Can I help?
It's interesting you, because obviously, me and yourself, we are Skippin'ish fans, so obviously Robert was the head of Skippin'ish, and he's come along to Tidelines, and we've totally transitioned along to Tidelines, and again with yourself, Ali, and it's a band so good. We're from the East Coast, having the Celtic Gaelic influence as well come from Tidelines. I mean, how does that influence yourselves on the West Coast? Does it translate to the East Coast of Scotland as well?
I think it translates to everywhere. We've done a few kind of European gigs this year and they absolutely love that, but we kind of try and limit it a wee bit because obviously no one in Denmark or everywhere that a wee understands it, but they really appreciate that you're singing in your kind of native language or whatever.
I mean, I could imagine that, especially across Europe, because, again, I think, obviously, English is a language which is quite strong throughout the European markets. But if you're singing in Gaelic, does that actually, is there a strength to that, do you think?
As long as you're not singing completely in Gaelic, But, I think it really does add to it.
Yeah. Certainly, there's a strength to that sort of, foreign language, I suppose.
Well, with the Gaelic plan for Scotland coming in now, it's quite important that we've got bands, particularly aiming at the younger age range. Do you find that you have a younger audience compared to some of the sort of Scottish trad bands?
it varies in different places. I think we were in, up in Lewis recently, and there was a guy who owns a studio we were recording in, and he was saying that he thought we had a really young audience. He was like, no offense, but it's all just kids. And then he texted us the next day and said he was in a coffee shop and there was two or three old ladies saying they were looking forward to seeing Tidelines at Hebkel, and he was like, oh sorry, I didn't realise you've actually got quite a broad audience. Oh, excellent. That was another good gig, actually.
So Hebkel Fest was another a big sort of gig for you guys as well, yeah?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, as Ross said, I think the West Coast's a bit of a kind of home territory for the band, because it's where we kind of started, really, and where a lot of the influence Gaelic-wise comes from, stuff like that. So.
Do you have a particular venue that you favour?
Oh, I don't know. Do you want to answer that? I don't think so.
No. Yeah, we like going to Tidy Music Festival.
I can imagine Tyree being quite big with you guys,
yeah. Yeah, we were lucky enough to do it 2 years in a row. We didn't do it this summer, but fingers crossed, we'd like to go back again next year, hopefully.
Well, like I say, we are big fans of Bowfest. We've been here, like, what, 3 years now? 4 years now? And, yeah, like, you guys have been here last year, this year. We saw you at St. Luke's, yeah, at
Celtic Connections.
My brain is melting today.
A
lot of whiskey, yeah. It's a good festival for whiskey. Alcohol. How do you like alcohol?
Neat, preferably.
We keep a good supply in the van.
It's good. Well, thank you very much, guys, for having a quick chat with me.
Cheers, thanks.
No worries. What's the first rule of Fife Club?
It is talk about Fife Club.
That is the call line.
Thank you. So, Robert, we spoke to the rest of the band. Right. Fife Club, we're from Fife.
Right.
We're yes, we're here at Inverary. Basically, just try to get a feel of this festival. Can you tell us what you think of Bowfest?
Oh, it's just absolutely brilliant. We look forward to every year, as I'm sure the other boys told you. It's the end of the summer in many ways. We've had a busy summer, and we just think once we're at Bowfest, we can kind of relax. And it's a food and drink festival. That's part of, it's a family kind of thing. Tonight, the great thing is it's not... So many of our gigs now are over 18s, but there's so many youngsters there tonight that we're just absolutely loving it, and the whole atmosphere, it really raised the atmosphere of the whole thing, and it's the same every year. It's a great festival.
That is fantastic to hear. We've been here 3 years now. We saw you last year. We saw you at St. Luke's at Celtic Connections, and I've said this before, like, you guys on CD are one thing, like, but live... Yeah,
CD.
CD, you're one thing, but live, like, I can't all explain to any of the people that I know or the people in Fife how good your band is live. And tonight is a perfect example. Like, how did you find the audience
tonight? Well, I think you said it yourself. Tonight was a perfect example. And the reason for that is, I know it's a cliche for performers to say this, but you really, in order to be good live, you need to have a good live audience in front of you. And that crowd were just really up for it tonight. And as soon as we walked out and the track started playing, they were just, they were ready to start bouncing around. And they just did it for a whole hour. They did it for two bands before us as well. So, they were really great.
Exactly. I mean, we are big fans of the Coaltown Daisies.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And we saw them before they came on, and they were absolutely bigging you guys up. Like, telling everybody to come across, like, as soon as they finished. Have you heard the Coaltown Daisies before?
Yeah, we've played a couple of festivals with them, actually, yeah. It's great, because there's a lot of different bands that kind of do the similar sort of festival gigs in Scotland, and there's a really supportive atmosphere amongst us, and, that's nice to hear that they were kind of telling folk to come over and hear our gig, and yeah, it's really nice that. So, in fact, a similar story, we were over in Denmark last month, and it was ourselves and Scary Voer and Skipnish as well, the two bands I'm sure you'll know well as yourselves, and we were all three of us were over in Denmark at the same festival. But I mean, this is a huge festival, thousands and tens of thousands of people, so there's stages much bigger than this and lots of different stages that were, I just couldn't believe how big it was. So all three of us were playing at similar times on different stages at different parts of this field, and all three of us were saying, go and hear the boys over there and go and hear it. It was, so amongst bands from Scotland, and particularly the West Coast of Scotland, you're from Fife, I shouldn't say that, but in the whole, particularly rural parts of Scotland, I think, is what I'm really driving at here.
We're big on that.
Yeah, and I think there's a real kind of understanding of all like what we're trying to do and what we stand for, and so it's great to hear that we're all kind of supportive of each other.
It is. It's honestly really nice to hear again. Obviously, knowing you were part of the Skippinish, you know, like upheaval. You know that you brought the band to the forefront, and now you're in front of Tidelines. You've obviously got Norrie as the front of Skippinish. I have to ask, how does that feel? Like your old band?
No, not at all. No, it's like, you know, for good to say, I love listening to Skippinish. It's brilliant, absolutely great. The whole thing, it's great. As I say, we're all really supportive of each other, whether it's Skippinish, Skerryvore, Manran, Tidelines, everything. You know, so many bands are making great sounds at the moment. It's a really enjoyable scene to be in.
Skippinish, Skerryvore, Tidelines, you've all managed to sort of encourage a younger audience, and how does that feel?
Oh, I mean, that's... it's kind of the main thing, really. It's great, and as I say, kind of getting us back to the festival tonight, that's like a really amazing thing about this festival, is that youngsters can come to it, because the laws in our country are such that unfortunately a lot of gigs have to be over 18s these days, which is I mean, it's at risk of killing the whole thing if youngsters are, I mean, they're listening to us on CDs and they're loving it. Well, sorry, not all of them, but a lot of them are. And then they're having some of them come to our gigs before we start, and they come and get stuff signed, and then they've got to turn away because they can't come into the gig. So I mean, it's really got to stop that somehow in Scotland. However, here it's not a problem because it's obviously just food and there's, so it's, the license is such.
We've been asked to wind up, so one last question: do you have a favourite venue in Scotland?
Oh, now you're asking. I suppose I should say Inverary Castle, actually. So yeah, for today, definitely Inverary. Brilliant. No, I don't. If the truth told, I don't have a favourite venue in Scotland. There's so many to choose from.
It was quite interesting to watch from the sidelines. See what I did there?
Sidelines of Tidelines.
I've never been so ashamed of my husband.
Kirsty's on the podcast.
In for a penny, in for a pound. You should hear the recordings. It's got me so far. I've already decided I am a strife from Fife.
I did forget to introduce everybody today. So I think we've got the Trouble from Airdrie.
What?
Viv.
I'm technically a Fifer now because I've been in Fife 23 years and Airdrie 20, so I think...
You're definitely a Fifer now, yeah. So we've also got the Life from Fife, Lindsay. Say
really?
Hello. The Life from Fife.
Hello.
And then, of course, we've always got the Trouble and Strife from Fife, my wife, Kirsty.
Hello.
Wow. You're going to have a good night.
She's been my rock through this weekend. She's helped me interview some of the biggest names in Scots trad. Fucking love it. So now we've done Friday, and then I've finally got round to introductions.
Are we still on Friday?
No. Now we're moving towards Saturday morning. Now, Lindsay, take me through a run-through of Saturday morning.
Saturday morning started with a smoothie of half an avocado, some strawberries, blueberries, spinach, porridge oats, am I missing? And a banana.
You're also forgetting the whole headache, dying, death.
Yes.
And everything else that
and
was
see,
involved.
In retrospect, by the way, I don't think my hangover was the worst after what had happened today. I cannot wait to get to Sunday in this, honestly.
Oh, Sunday's
coming. Because I'm about
Sunday's
to just
coming.
Name and shame. But yes, Saturday was a problem for me. And then we came back to the festival and it was just kind of that, shall we just get a Joker IPA?
Yeah.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. And we've had a lot of Joker IPA this weekend. Not really saying anything else, but Joker IP has been our saviour this weekend. Yeah?
Thank goodness.
However, Saturday, what we did do was we watched... first of all, we saw Project Smock in the whiskey stage. Now, Lindsay, tell me a bit about Project Smock. What do you think?
So basically, we had gone back to the tent. That was you and me, Amy.
Yes.
We went for a sit down in the tent, yes.
I'm really sorry, I stopped listening because the food's just arrived.
No, I know, the food has arrived.
What are you talking about?
When we went into the tent and saw Project Smoke. Lovely, lovely Baran player.
They?
Yes. Remember now, yeah. Remember. It's all coming back.
Yes, so they were absolutely amazing. It was really nice to actually sit down in that tent as opposed to like be at the Loch Fyne Whiskey Bar.
Yeah.
We had a moment to sit and They actually completely stuck out. The way that guy plays his pipes is unbelievable.
Exactly, yeah.
It kind of had like this trance effect in the bit where it was like in the build-up. It was like...
Well, there was moments where I was standing really, there really and good. I felt like it was dance music.
Yeah, like EDM.
A little bit of EDM.
Totally
but
amazing.
Entirely reproduced.
Absolutely.
With fiddles and whistles and just proper trad.
Total good.
Trad EDM.
Yes.
That's how I would put it. Yeah.
Trad-EM.
Trad-EM, yeah.
That would work. Really good.
But yeah. I think we should probably give it a quick cut just now and eat some food.
Have a wee break.
Yeah.
Do you think Viv might want to say a few words before we go after the break?
I'm eating olives and loving it. I've already booked the accommodation for next year because that's the date's been announced.
Have you actually booked it?
Yes, I emailed the lady.
Oh.
That's awesome.
This festival is like the best, I would say, in Scotland. It absolutely is the best festival. Every age, and it's just fab.
It truly is the best. Best of the West.
Good luck editing this.
How did you enjoy today's gig?
Oh, incredible. The atmosphere, the setup here was incredible. The organisers have nailed it this year. Great atmosphere. Looking forward to tomorrow. Great lineup and Sunday. Not to be missed. If you're not here this year, people, come back next year. Do not miss Bowfest 2019.
Tidelines. Did they do it for you?
Tidelines? Well... You seen the reaction tonight? That's why people are here. Tidelines, incredible. Looking forward to their second album. I think the band need a second album now. They've been together 2 years.
Just to nail it, yeah.
Oh yes, to put their name on the Ceilidh scene. This type of music, they need a second album and make their name.
Fair enough. Thank you very much. How has your weekend been?
Absolutely mind-boggling because it's been fantastic.
What's been your favourite act this weekend?
Skerryvore, Skippinish, and the Cammons.
They were good, eh?
A great start to the weekend and this was a great end to the weekend.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So how has your Sunday been at best?
Fantastic.
What's been the best thing?
Skippinish. Absolutely.
Any other highlights from this weekend?
Gin and lemonade wasn't bad. Just the atmosphere, everything. Everybody comes together and everybody's got the same love of music and it's just great.
It is. It's a fantastic... It's one of those beautiful little festivals, isn't it?
It's just nice and small and everybody just has a good time. Great. Next year.
Exactly. Yes. What things have you sort of like, can you tell me a bit more about what you've enjoyed about, have you been before?
Never been before, this was the first time and we came specially to see Skippinish from Oban, so it was well worth it.
So you're definitely West Coasters then?
Yeah, oh definitely, yeah.
Well obviously as Fife Club, which is our podcast, we're East Coasters, we come along to the West and we think, why should we come?
Atmosphere, the people, makes the West Coast what it is.
And bands like Skippinish.
Skippinish, absolutely, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, cheers.
Thank you. We've had dinner. We're rudely interrupted by our dinner.
My dinner was absolutely amazing,
what
by the way.
What did you have for your dinner the George tonight?
No, literally, I did like a build a main, so I got like some chips. But the star of the show was scallops with a Parmesan tuil.
Ooh.
With a crayfish velouté and a risotto. And that was a starter, man. Like, it was banging. Like, absolutely. Karen Milne thought it was amazing also.
Nice. It does sound really good.
Really like, good.
I have to say, I enjoyed my... my parfait, it was good, yep. And I also enjoyed my fish and chips. It was a good standard fish and chips for
Barracuda.
Yeah, bang on. So yeah, the George in Inverary is a lovely bar. We've had a good time this weekend in the George, haven't we?
I think so. I think probably a highlight of the George for me personally was last night when Amy joined the band that we're playing.
Yeah.
That was quite spectacular. How do you feel about playing some tambourine?
I feel like it's my calling in life.
Honestly, I've never seen anything more beautiful in my life than when Amy took control of that band. She was the head of the band for a whole 15 minutes. And it was 5 minutes.
I feel like I really discovered who I was last night.
But who were you last?
I became one with Inverere.
You were Inverere.
I was.
Yeah.
Inverere. Oh, the level of banter this weekend has been precisely...
That has been escalated to no
shite.
End.
Shite.
This morning she was in for naught.
Oh. So yeah, I am joined here at Bowfest with Abigail, Alex and Ewan from Heron Valley. They have absolutely ripped up the Campbell stage tonight so far. And you guys have got Donnie Monroe coming on, but honestly, I think he's got definite competition tonight. You guys were absolutely brilliant. What I've got to ask is, how has your Bowfest been so far?
It's been absolutely fantastic. We've had a really amazing time. It's amazing to be back on home soil and home crowd. Everybody always enjoys it, and we enjoy coming back and seeing some familiar faces as well. So,
excellent. So, I mean, you guys have been out in the States touring as well. I mean, what's that been like, and then coming back home?
Yeah, no, it's been really good. It was quite intense as well, but you just make the most of it when you're out there and you're playing near enough every night and you're travelling about from city to city. And just loved it. It was just great. It was just nice to meet different type of audience, really, and just really sort of gauge how our music is, how they like it out there. So it was good. It's really good to be back out in a couple of weeks' time as well, actually.
Nice. So, yeah, you have had your debut album come out, Rome, as well. I mean, like, we came here last year. We've been 3 years now. We came last year, we saw you guys and like fell in love with you. And you know, it's just been, there's been Heron Valley kind of coming in on the playlists every now and then. You know, how's the album been? How have people reacted to the album as well?
Yeah, we were really happy with the reaction from the first album. We put a lot of time and effort into it. We were down in Grand's House Studios with Angus Lyon. He did basically all the mixing on it. And all the recording and everything. So it was great to get down there to record. The reaction was great, and it's ideal because it's good to send to other places and to show people like what we're all about and stuff as well. So, but we're looking into new music soon. So that's all we'll say about it.
It's good to hear. I mean, certainly you guys are the freshest kind of, if I could say, hippest thing in Scotstrad. I think you're definitely injecting something which is playing with the big boys, like your Skippinish, your Tide Lines, your Manrans. I mean, how does it feel? I understand that you are kind of touring round about those guys as well. How does it feel like with touring with those guys? You know, they're the sort of mainstay of trad in Scotland.
Well, we know a lot of them, so we kind of grew up listening to their stuff, and they kind of listened to Donnie and Runrig and stuff, so it all kind of flows down, and we take a lot of influence from them all, you know, we take a lot of their stuff and put it into ours and take a lot of influence, so we like to keep it fresh, though. We like to see everyone jumping, and that was something that was a bit different in the States as well, because they all like to sit down and they're not as drunk.
Really? That's surprising, because I would always imagine like anything from Scotland, Scots trad, going down really well with sort of like the Nashville folky kind of scene. I mean, do you find that is? Obviously, you're saying sit down, but do you find that in the States that they've got a bit of a taste for what you guys have?
Yeah, well, they do absolutely love it. Like, they love the bagpipes. They, like, absolutely go crazy for you, and, like, they can't get enough of them. It's just weird because they like to sit down, but they enjoy it just as much nonetheless, so it's great, and they love the Scottish music. They
speak as well. They just love our accents.
I could imagine that being quite a thing. Obviously, we're Fife Club, so one of the things that we like to do is promote Fife, but we also like to kind of tell people why they should move out of Fife, you know, why we should come out. Why should people come to Argyll, Inverere, Bowfest? Why should they do that?
Well, one of the main things is obviously the countryside, the scenery is like unbelievable. If it was a bit sunnier, it'd be better, but like everything here is just, it always looks amazing. So that's number one. I think definitely the culture as well, the music culture and everything as well is ideal out here. Between Glasgow, the Scottish trad scene in Glasgow is great, but in Argyll as well, especially, like, there's so many musicians always wanting to play. There's so many bands coming out of, like, high schools all the time. There's music tuition in schools and all that as well. So it's just great to see, like, that actually, like, Scottish music continuing. So, yeah.
Thanks very much. I did have another question. I've totally forgotten it. Too much alcohol today.
You guys formed in school, didn't you?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, so, like, we did. We formed in, like, second year school. So we've been doing it quite a long time, to be honest. So
that must be interesting, though, because you guys must have quite a sort of tight sort of practice amongst you all.
We all hate each other, to be honest.
No, we don't. No, we actually. To be fair, you see a lot of bands, like, really just can't stand the sight of each other, but still look all right on stage. But we do genuinely. Not in a cheesy way, but we get on pretty well. Like,
to be honest, out of all the bands that we see, like, we definitely do get on really, really well. And I think that makes working together easier, because obviously with touring and stuff and doing loads of gigs, rehearsing all the time, you're spending lots and lots of time with each other, bearing in mind there's a whole management side to it as well. So you're spending lots of time, like, with each other, on the phone to each other. So it's good to have a good relationship with everyone in the band to kind of make sure that you don't get sick of it.
It's nice to hear, and we've absolutely loved it. Again, like I say, you guys absolutely ripped that stage up. Who's Donnie?
No.
But yeah, I would love to say thank you very much for chatting with us, and thanks again from the guys at Fife Club.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Cheers.
Anyway, so before we were rudely interrupted by our dinner. I was walking us through our weekend, and we'd been to see Project Smock, who were banging, and next up was, I would say, my headliner for Saturday night. It was Heron Valley.
Oh, Viv. Abigail is a great front woman, and yep. I thought she absolutely annihilated the whole stage thing. And yeah, very, very tight band. Awesome.
They are. Yeah.
Yeah, and they should have headlined.
Well, we were talking about this with, we talked about with Nori tonight, and with Angus from Skippinish, how they are just, there's some young guys that are absolutely tearing up Scots Trad at the moment, like running up the arse of Skippinish, Man Ran, Tidelines, like they're just absolutely bringing this new, fresh kind of thing. Like, as I said to them last night, it's almost like a fresh hip sound to Scots Trad.
It proper is. It's like they've got this, like, added swing to it. I remember, like, last year Horo played.
Yeah.
Horo jamming, absolutely. Yeah. I was kind of gutted they weren't here this year, but yeah, there's a whole bunch of just new just energy that's been catapulted in, and it's quite cool because they bring in, like, the old school, obviously, like your Run Rigs and your Wolfstone.
Yeah,
fantastic. Has been just kind of left in, but there's obviously this new stuff on top of that. Yeah. They stay true to it.
I mean, like, with you guys, you're touring all over Scotland. You're always about Fife as well. Obviously, you guys are sort of more on the Americana side of folk. But these guys are sitting on the Scots. They are very much on the Scots Trad. What is the scene in Fife like for Scots Trad?
It's absolutely superb. When I come to think of it, it's all over the place in Fife. Yeah.
It's not quite as pronounced, I would say. Like, there's a lot of, like, because it's quite old school in terms of, like, folk clubs and stuff like that, there's a lot of old songs going around, so there's not really, like, a big conglomerate of, like, new musicians or like, bang, bang, bang.
It seems to be more in the West.
Yes, yeah.
In the West, but there's, like Lindsay says, there's pockets of it. Like, some of the folk clubs will have really trad nights. We've been along to quite a few of them, like... the Dunfermline Folk Club, like a Cordy Acoustic Music Club.
Dunfermline Folk Club is probably the most old school.
So it's there.
So it is there, and it's building. Like, because we were talking to Nori tonight about, you know, again, the Gaelic side of things as well. Like, how's that building? I mean, do you see any, obviously, touring Scotland, the Gaelic influence? Do you see bands that are come through with more Gaelic influence?
I probably see it predominantly more on the West Coast than we do towards where we're from. Certainly, though, one of the festivals that we perform at is Perthshire Amber Music Festival.
Yeah.
So you kind of get a hybrid of all sorts of stuff. And there's a wee band called Shamblestone that are starting, which is a girl called Elizabeth Flett on the violin. It's her and her pal that I think the other girl might play some other kind of string. I haven't seen them, but I think they're kind of embracing what we're used to versus what the West Coast is used to. But in a duo, though, quite intricate kind of stuff. And Elizabeth Flett was always really good kind of person to see when you were there, because she was that young. I mean, she must have been about 16 when we were there. But yeah, they've come on. So it just depends on where you travel. But I would still say, unfortunately, it's more towards the West Coast. Yeah.
But that's, I think it's always been more of a West Coast thing. But it's interesting to hear that you guys obviously, you know, experienced bits and pieces of it across the way. So we've had the wonderful guys of Heron Valley. We also had Donny Monroe. Like, what would you say was the best thing about Donny Monroe?
Well, unfortunately for me, I was had way too much whiskey by then. However, everybody in the
and we're on to the Saturday.
Loch Lomond, of course.
Was Loch Lomond just not a beautiful thing?
As it always is. It's just a big bunch of people in this tent just going crazy. And you just feel like a lot of people come here every year, so you do get to see the same faces. So it doesn't matter who's playing. As soon as there's a big song comes on, that's it. The whole tent just erupts. It's brilliant.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it was nice to see, again, somebody who's respected across all of Scotland for what he's brought to the Scottish music industry. I mean, I think, yeah, like Donny and Runrig.
Well, yeah, it's quite interesting, like, to have a person like that who, I mean, some of the Skippiness boys that we know, like, they went and attended the last Runrig farewell concert because they were like, oh, like, we bow to you. And you can kind of see, obviously, where their music
influence
is within them, and it's
exactly,
kind of like, wow,
yeah.
Like, so that was quite nice, actually.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
It came, like, full circle, kind of, at that
exactly.
point.
Exactly. We had the young followed up by the old school as well. You know, it was an interesting, like, lineup last night. Today, Sunday. Now, there's a few of us here that last night, after Donny, we decided to party quite hard.
Discovered ourselves.
Amy, do you want to tell us about your Saturday night?
I think it all went wrong when I started getting pints of vodka and coke as opposed to just a normal vodka and coke. And then we went to the George, where I really created Inver Amy.
Inver Amy, hashtag.
That's when the rest of the world fell in love with her.
Yes. I joined a band. We created our own band outside. I got pushed home in a shopping trolley, which I was then poured out of. I tried to get into the wrong house, and then I finally made it home, where we met Vivian, Inver Viv.
Wow, and that was an amazing transition too. Why am I now presenting this with you?
Because this is how this happens. Viv, what was your Saturday night like?
I don't actually know. I've been hearing reports of things that I did, and people have been stopping me in the street who I don't know who they are, and they've been going, oh, how are you, blah blah blah. So I kind of have no idea. I think there was lots of whiskey involved and things that I probably can't speak about on Five Club.
Well, I think we found you in an interesting state when we got back after pouring Amy out of a trolley.
It was just there.
We didn't steal it, we borrowed it for 3 seconds. But yeah, that really does lead us back into this morning.
Well, your lovely wife this morning made me a bacon croissant.
And did that sort you?
It saved me for a while. I've been on and off all day.
Our silent producer, the Trouble and Strife from Fife, Kirsty, made...
She looks delighted right now. Yeah.
She's looking at me like I'm in trouble.
Me too. I'm supposed to be spinning her tomorrow.
Really? I did not know this. Wow, okay. But anyway, she sorted us all out with tea and bacon for Viv and pancakes and bacon for me. It was a good morning. But I think my most like favourite thing of the morning was watching Amy slowly die and then come back to life.
I mean, it was a bit touch and go this morning, I'm not going to lie to you. I got half up after giving Kutch the dirtiest look he's ever had in his life.
Very true.
I couldn't bring myself to be up, but I couldn't stay in bed. The sun came out and was not on my side. I had to wear sunglasses inside. I was then sick a few times, went back to bed. There was just nothing would help, I'm not going to lie. Until Les Mouter came in and really changed the game. A hug from Les and I was ready for the... It was another day.
Another day. Another day. One, two, three.
Another day.
Sorry, Robert.
Yes, we are sorry. You did all this all the while that Viv was lying next to you in bed because we had to swap beds.
They did. Viv's gone very quiet right now. She had a good night last night. So let's...
In a room for sick. So good job there was a basin because either one of us could have used it at any time.
So while we've got mild mannered Ed Sheeran copycat in the background, he's so mild mannered.
By the way, his actual stomp box stamina is fantastic.
I can hear that.
Like, yeah.
And I'm glad because he's so mild mannered. I'm glad I can hear his stomp box. Anyway, we're Sunday night. You guys had a set in the Whiskey Stage again tonight. How was that?
We spoke to a number of people that really enjoyed it, and actually we did enjoy like proper playing today. Like it was really, really good.
Totally.
Really, really chilled out as well in comparison to Friday night. So.
I mean, Friday night's audience. There was a big Friday night audience. Today it was a bit pared down, but yeah, like everybody was just kind of like there was a bit of swaying going on, and everybody just kind of chilling out. It's clearly day three of this big festival. Again, you know, how does it feel like going from like playing twice across the festival from the headline, well not headline, but from like the top slot on the Friday to tonight, to today? How was that?
I'm kind of struggling to hear because there's so much going on. Like I have this thing called misophonia. So I think the question was, what was the difference between Friday and Sunday? Oh, it was really chilled out. Like Lindsay thought, well, we're struggling. But everybody really enjoyed it. Said it was quite chilled out. We had some dancers down the front. And what we love is that it's dead family friendly. So there's lots of folk bring their kids and they were all just kind of sitting on the floor and chilling out. And we handed out sweets, but I think I said that. Yeah, we're handing out stickers and stuff.
Yeah, no, it was good. Like, again, I have to say, I struggled. By the time you guys came on, I was at my most struggle of today. Like, I'd had a little bit of food, I'd been up since about 7, and I thought my life was about to end. Amy was in a very similar position across from me. But you guys just kind of slowly brought that little bit of life back in, and I finished a pint, and then the whiskey song came on, and then I just started feeling like, fuck it, yes, I can do this.
Come on.
It was nice. So, yo. That song is just, I can't say enough, it's f***ing cracking. You've got that hook and it just pulls everybody in, it gets the energy up, and yeah, it's good to hear.
Everyone was in fine voice, particularly for Wild Mountain Time.
Yeah,
that was rocking. That was totally amazing.
Yeah.
It's nice to sing a song that everybody knows that they can join in with.
Yeah, I mean, again, today you went with a couple of covers and they were just, you hit the right note, I think.
We got two people to dance who never usually dance, your dad and Colin. Like, we got them up, well, not... We didn't get them.
Not with either of their wives.
No, like, they could eventually dance together. They even got up. That's why your dad was crippled tonight.
So, yeah, and Jeff also had a little bit of a picture moment today. He became an Instagram celebrity.
Yes, we have to commend my dad for being the top sport when it was raining outside and he put the program over his head and the Bowfest photographer proceeded to make an example of that and post it on Instagram, much too many likes and comments. That's my dad.
It was a nice photo.
It was fab, actually.
A single man
in
the rain.
I really like the photo. Like, it's really great.
A single man in the rain in Inverary with a programme over his head protecting him from the rain. Beautiful. So I suppose that kind of starts to bring us to tonight and like where we slowly ended up, which was Skippin'ish. Yeah, we're here with Norrie McKeever from Skippin'ish, also of other bands like Man Ran and just...
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, exactly. So, Norrie, we are from Fife. We absolutely love trad, we love Scottish folk, and we've followed you guys since what, probably the first time we came here? About 3 years ago, we came to Best of the West, and yeah, like Skippinish absolutely tore it up. What is it like to be Skippinish?
Oh, it's great fun being Skippinish. I love it. It's been 3 years now since I joined the band, and I've loved every minute of it. It's great. I can honestly say the fans of Skippinish are the best fans I've ever seen in the Scottish scene, because they just love us. They follow us everywhere. They know all the work. For me, when people are like, the crowd that you hear tonight singing along with us, I'll happily let them do all the singing instead of me. I love hearing them sing. So that, for me, that's the best part of it.
So we absolutely were here on Friday as well. We saw Tidelines, we've seen Donny, and but you know, Donny was okay, but Heron Valley, I have to ask, what's your opinion on a band like Heron Valley coming up? They seem like the upstarts that are coming to take you guys over.
I know, that's it. I've known a couple of the Heron Valley guys for a number of years. I used to teach two of the guys that are in that band. I used to teach them, and I've known them for years. A great young band. They're doing loads of great things. And yeah, I mean, it's bands like those that need to keep us on our toes as well. You know, like us old boys, we need to keep producing new music and doing something different. So, but I think the trad scene's such a big scene that there's plenty of room for more bands. So it's a good, exciting time.
That's nice to hear, because we spoke to the Heron Valley guys and they had lovely words to say about you guys. But yeah, again, with us being from Fife, we understand that you're now an honorary Fifer.
I'm a Fifer for lifer, as they say. Fife for life. But yeah, I live...
That is...
The best is West.
Sorry, you just gave us our whole tagline, Fife for Life.
Fife for Life, there you go. I'm myself, and I've got another pal, Will Marshall. He's a pianist, he's another musician. We've both kind of married Fife girls, so yeah, we're both now saying Fife for Life kind of thing. So I live just outside Dunfermline, so it's nice and handy. It's so central. It's the centre of the universe for me. Like, I'm half an hour from everywhere, so it's really good. So no, I'm starting to really, really like Fife. You know, yeah. It's really good.
It is good because it is central belt, and you've got like an hour away from almost any of the major points. One of the things that we also understand about yourself is that you're also a Gaelic tutor in Fife.
Yeah, I teach Gaelic lessons in Dunfermline and in Glenrothes. I'm Glenrothes in the Lomond Centre, so me and my cousin, we're the only two Gaelic teachers right now. We're hoping to recruit more, but yeah, we do adult learning and all that kind of stuff. So if anyone wants to get in touch and wants to learn, Kirsty Strachan, she's the one to get in touch with. So yeah.
That is absolutely brilliant, because, like, I mean, again, in Fife, I think the East Coast has always been, language-wise, maybe a bit more Pictish, Scots, and less...
She'll tell you different.
The last Gaelic-speaking king of Scotland was from Dunfermline, and there has been Gaelic based in Fife. It's just people don't like to talk about it, I don't think.
How do you feel the uprising and sort of folk in Scottish trad music is helping with the development of the Gaelic development plan?
I think it's a huge... I think folk music and trad music in general has a massive influence in Gaelic as a language. I mean, I just wrote a post about this a few weeks ago after Runrig finished. You know, music... it can help a language like nothing else. Like, a lot of people rely to it in Germany and America and Denmark. People are learning Gaelic because of the likes of Runrig, ourselves, other bands. So they want to learn the language because they want to sing along with the song. So it's a great way, you know, of doing it. You know, it's brilliant.
I would have to say that there's something that, with myself, I haven't fallen in love with you guys, Man Ran, and, you know, all that trad scene that do sing in Gaelic. I want to know what you're singing. So, yeah, like, as a Fifer, I think it's important. On that way, do you think Fife is somewhere that's quite malleable to Gaelic?
I think right now we've got a huge waiting list of people who want to learn Gaelic in Fife. So I think Fife is more than happy to accept Gaelic. We're looking to get Gaelic medium education in Fife right now. It's the only place that doesn't have it, so we're looking to get it in Scotland. So I think Fife is more than ready to have a big influx of Gaelics and Gaels. I mean, it's actually amazing. Like, at the last census, in the last Scottish census, outside of the Western Isles and Glasgow, the highest population of Gaelic speakers are based in Fife.
That's amazing to hear.
There's over 3,000 Gaelic speakers in Fife, like people who've lived there for years. People, you just don't know. Like, every event we put on, we always meet someone from the Highlands and Islands who have been living in Fife for all their lives, and they all speak Gaelic.
So Gaels are on the way up in all of Scotland.
The Gaels are everywhere. We'll get you everywhere. We're all over the shop.
Back to tonight's gig. What did you think of the crowd?
Rubbish.
Oh no.
No, brilliant crowd. I love it. Like I say, best is West. Like, when we're a West Coast band, so it's just been, we can play anywhere on the West Coast, and it could be 100 folk, 30 folk, 3,000 folk, it's always going to be a great gig. And these guys are brilliant.
having said that, we're coming to see you in Alhambra on the 20th October. How do you feel about that as a Fife gig?
It's great. It's only 15 minutes from the house, so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. I'll get to my bed early. No, I'm really looking forward to playing in Dunfermline for the first time with the band, so, and hopefully it'll maybe be a place we'll visit quite a lot over the next coming year. So yeah,
that would be beautiful.
It's a beautiful theatre as well, and really good sound in there, so.
The Alhambra is wonderful. What have you got coming up?
We've got a gig next week with the It's a Year of Young People, celebrating the Year of Young People up in Inverness. We've got 1,000 young folk playing with us, which is going to be interesting.
Wow.
And then the big one after that is the Barrellands in Glasgow, so that's a bit, we're working towards that right now, so yeah.
We've never got to see you at the Barrellands yet, but I think that is a goal at some point.
It's on the cards, yeah. Definitely.
Every single band that we love, I think we've managed, well, I don't know, yourself... I've managed to see
yourself. Not quite all of them yet, but I'll get there.
But the Barrowlands is one of the, like, it's the epitome of Scottish venues. What you've played it before. What is the Barrowlands like to play?
It's a great venue to play. It's just because of the history. I mean, you're sharing the same stage as all these legends. That's for me, especially when I was in Glasgow, seeing Runwick there year in, year out. That's what made it for me. So that's why I wanted to play. And yeah, it's like an atmosphere like no other.
It's we have bands like the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, who's played there, and he talks about it being like one of the best venues in the world to play. Is it the Glasgow crowd, or is it a Scottish, you know, do you find there's a lot of people that come from Scotland all over?
For our Barrellands gig, we've had folk from America, Germany, Denmark, and like outside of in Scotland itself, like coming down from the Highlands and Islands, all coming down. It's just a great, it's that venue everyone just ascends on, and it's brilliant, so...
Central Belt, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a favourite venue in Scotland?
Venue. The Barras is up there, but like festival or gig wise, it's always going to be my hometown, Hebkelt. No atmosphere compares to that.
Again, thank you very much for chatting with us, and I think that's us covered all the headlines, because Donny wasn't a headline last night. Heron Valley were. Would you agree?
No comment. Donny's my number one. Donny's my number one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We just spoke to Nori, and in my mind, you're the man that is Skippinish. So...
Definitely not.
How was tonight? How was Bowfest for you this year?
Ah, amazing. It's always guaranteed to be absolutely brilliant, Bowfest. We've done it about 5 or 6 times, and every time it's been absolutely brilliant. Great crew running it, great guys kind of working on the stage, great guys doing security. It's just a really enjoyable, happy festival. Great crowd as well. One of the most important things, the crowd, always amazing here. So yeah, it's good. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Of a set, we were dancing like nothing else.
I saw you. Yep, I was keeping an eye out. You're going wild.
We've been coming here for 3 years, and the first year we came was probably our first real introduction to Skippinish, and we fell in love. Like, you've got just so many good songs. No, we were Skippinish. we've been together 10 years now. It's but Skippinish are just one of the just most beautiful trad bands in Scotland. But
not beautiful for a while.
I was asking Nori just a moment ago. We saw Heron Valley last night. Now, they're the young upstarts. They are...
No, they are absolutely amazing.
So we asked them...
Just now, and they're on their way up.
We asked them, you know, how does it feel to keep guys like you, Man Ran, Tidelines on your toes? I mean, how does it feel having those young upstarts coming after you?
Ah, great. The scene is so exciting just now, and the calibre of bands that are coming up from, you know, that age group are absolutely phenomenal. They already blow the socks off us. They're absolutely brilliant.
It's really good to hear, because they're just knocking out of the park, yeah. We're from Fife. We are Fife Club. I keep explaining this. How do you feel the scene across the east coast of Scotland is? Is it as good as the west coast?
Yeah, it's growing everywhere just now. The scene right throughout Scotland, right throughout Britain, actually, and a lot of areas of Europe, the whole trad music scene, it's absolutely going through a very powerful renaissance. It's probably the healthiest state it's been for hundreds of years, you know, in terms of the number of musicians, size of the gigs, the number of people going to the gigs. It's a really exciting time to be involved in the scene just now, and we're lucky the way things have gone in the last few years that we're kind of in amongst that all. So it's a great time to be involved, and we're very much enjoying it.
Do you feel that Scottish music at the moment is having a positive influence on the development of the Gaelic language in Scotland?
Absolutely, yes. I would say the language is very much tied up with the music. It's all the same culture. And I think the music at the moment, in terms of popularity and the widespread nature of it, is probably doing its bit to spread the language. And hopefully the language will keep developing, because, I mean, it's come on leaps and bounds, you know. It's with all the Gaelic medium schools around the country, all the courses that involve Gaelic now. So the more that continues, the better, and hopefully music will play its part in helping that to spread.
It's definitely, we said to Nori a moment ago, it's encouraged us to learn more Gaelic because we want to know what you guys are singing about. And that's important. Again, you know, I think music has that influence. If there's a language you don't know, you want to know it because you want to know the lyrics. You want to know exactly what it's about.
Great, so I'll expect you, the next Kibbenish gig, to know all the Gaelic words.
So I've got till October in Dunfermline then.
So I hope you're going to be in the front row singing away all the Gaelic words. Anyway, I better run just now. All the best,
thank
folks.
Well, thank you very much.
Cheers, all the best, thank folks.
Skippinish, absolutely banging tonight.
It's just the actual start where it kind of brings everything in, yep. Pipes first, and then Nori just pierces through. Absolutely amazing. You just know straight away, like, there's this ominous build. It's just like,
yeah.
Yeah. They, launches in. So
they absolutely know how to build the start, yes, of that gig. Yeah. Like, yep. Every single time we've seen them, it is just like, you feel as those pipes come in, it's yep, literally warming. It warms the crowd up. You feel it come up through your body, through your toes, through your legs, and up into your chest. And then you get that whole thing, and then Nori comes in and pierces. Like you say, it is piercing. Absolutely kill it. But yeah, like, they are quintessentially the best trad band in Scotland.
Yep, I would absolutely agree.
Absolutely, I love them. I've seen Nori in a wee solo gig as well, and it's just beautiful. And I've also, Andrew, he is a big whiskey fan, so we've like texted a few times after gigs about whiskey and blah blah blah, but honestly, they're cracking. I absolutely love them. And also, I noticed they've got a new chick bass player.
Yeah, I saw that as well. They introduced her, because at first I was like, oh, she's just tuning up, but no, she was in the band and she fucking rocked it as well. Like, I love the kind of continual change in lineup with them as well. Like, they're not afraid to bring in new people to their band.
Like the Sugar Babes, not quite the same.
But it's good, because it always does just bring that little bit of something else in. Obviously, you guys as a duo, that's not going to really happen. But have you ever thought about bringing in other people? Obviously, when you're recording, as you are just now, you know, are you bringing other people? How does the duo work with other people that you're recording with?
It's been quite differently, actually. Like, our first album was quite intense because we didn't really know what to do, and we had these songs that we were quite passionate about. The EP was different because we'd had such an intense experience then that we just wanted to give the songs to people to do with whatever they wanted. So I think our album now is going to be a mixture between those two things.
What are you doing with your album?
It's just about to go to the first of the musicians, the drummer, and then the bass, and then all the other instrumentation will be added to it. And then we'll probably do a wee bit more guitar and vocal after it, because it kind of evolves as you're recording it. So what you hear live when we go out and play is going to be completely different than the album. And it's quite difficult for us just now because we are hearing that in our heads, yet we're trying to play the songs live the way we wrote them, but you can hear all the things that are changing and stuff. So it's really good. We're pushed it back a wee bit. It was meant to be November, but I think it's going to be next year now. Just because we want it to be, like, perfect.
Yeah, but I think, you know, again, you've done it through a Pledge music campaign, and obviously you set a timeline, but you've had to push that back a little bit. But I think with something like a Pledge music campaign, you've got your dedicated fans who are funding that, and I don't think at the end of the day they will mind, so long as that you're putting your best basically into what you've got to do. I mean, what was that a hard decision to make, to push it back, or was it just like you have faith in the people that have funded the campaign?
I think a bit of both, eh? As well, we wanted to kind of bring it out on Mental Health Awareness Week, you know, because of the kind of story behind the album and the donations to Sam H and things like that. So it makes absolute sense. And we didn't want to rush it either. And we work with some brilliant musicians who are all really, really busy as well. They've all got day jobs and their music jobs. So we didn't want anybody else rushing their part for it either. So, yeah, I think life goes that quickly that, you know, April, May will come round in a flash anyway. So it'll be good, yeah.
Personally, for me, it was quite difficult to move the date, but it started to become apparent, like when we were making phase one, that with that and everything else we do and the gigs and all of the other stuff, that maybe our mental health was suffering a bit, which means you kind of have to look after yourself to give your best. And because of the people that have invested in what we've been doing, there's nothing else that we want to deliver other than our best. So it was really difficult because you have to make the decision as to whether people are going to be disappointed in you or not. But at the end of the day, the people have actually been really, really supportive, and it was like a gamble we could take. And at the end of the day, like, we kind of know that the people that support us really want us to exactly. deliver our best.
Yeah.
But at first it was a bit like, oh God, like, quite difficult, but
yeah. So again, with this new album, you have done a Pledge Music campaign where you're basically crowdfunding the album to be able to then go ahead and make it, you know, have the funds to do so. That's something that I've seen myself as a big thing within, especially the Scottish music community. We've had bands, big bands like Idlewild do it. And, you know, like, I suppose, does it come down to knowing that you've got something that you can provide and that you've got a fan base to do it? Like, is that where that kind of kicks in, that the crowns?
Well, like, the reason for doing it, like, the confidence behind it. I think you can maybe if you're aware enough, which you should be if you're playing music, is who are your audience and how do they change and what is the difference between one week to the next and who are the people that are behind you most. There comes a point where there is a little bit of confidence you can have at trying it, but the thing is, you can always fail. Everyone can always fail, so it's not being scared of that failure, which was massive for me because I'm kind of a bit scared of failure. So took a gamble with it and thought, what's the worst that can happen? We don't meet our target and it doesn't happen, and we'll find another way. But that's about taking a risk, and for us it absolutely paid off. For want of a better expression, it paid off, but it showed us, I think, that people are invested in seeing us do well and want to hear the songs that we've been playing, because we've been playing them for ages and folk want to hear what they're going to be like in a studio. It's a weird one, crowdfunding. Like, you either just kind of go for it or you don't. Like,
well, I mean, as a fan, again, like you say, I've done it with some other bands, and again, there is that investment part. You've made that payment, and then, like, again, the band start giving you little bits of, like, insider stuff. And that's something that you don't get from a normal album. You know, like any other band that makes an album, it just drops one day. And then you might get a little making of at the side of it, but you don't get the process through it. And again, that's what I've loved about you guys, is that you're every week you're coming out with just a little bit of something. Doesn't matter if it's everything or nothing, you give us a little insight into what's been going on. And I think there's a real connection that's made with fans that way. Do you feel the same thing? Do you feel like you're making a bigger connection with the fans through something like Pledge Music?
I mean, it took me ages to kind of get on board with the whole Pledge Music thing, but I must say, Lindsay's kind of run with most of it. I find it really quite difficult to get my head around all the social media part of it, and she's just like, does it like a duck to water. But no, it's cool. I think you've put in, I'd say, about 90% of the work of it, and I've come up with a few blogs, things for the blogs and things like that. But it absolutely, it's quite exciting to read them and read people's comments and things like that back. So yeah, it's good.
It's difficult from the point, like, what do you find engaging yourself in what are you trying to say to the people that have invested in you, and are your updates good enough? Are they too long? Does it not have a thing in it, or should it have something else? Like, we have no idea what people... It's weird because you say that you're going to give like your fans all of these like updates and stuff like that, and they're like, oh, so they might expect a certain thing, and you're like, am I actually delivering that certain thing?
So, totally.
So we just kind of say what we think really or feel at the time. We always try to put some kind of audio or video or something in, so if the chat's rubbish, at least there's a thing that they don't have. It's quite... I don't know. It's, I find that quite difficult, but then you're kind of shooting in the dark. So, but as long as we're updating and kind of keeping people in the loop, then that's kind of what it's about, I suppose.
Absolutely. And again, I mean, I've obviously, we're big fans of the Daisies, and
you're a massive help in us doing this.
I mean, we absolutely love all that you do. And again, it's, as I say, it's nice to see these updates, and from a local band as well, from Fife. You know, it's just lovely, and nice to see that yous are doing well, and that yous are coming out to big gigs like this and absolutely stealing the show as well. Like, you see the people line up to buy your CDs, they're coming up to you all weekend. You guys are getting folk coming up to you and chatting from like your experiences out on Isla and across Scotland. You know, people know who you are. That must be a nice feeling as well, surely.
It totally is. And I think we've met so many friends through music, and we've experienced so much music through friends, that it's brilliant. Hopefully that'll never ever change. We'll always partake in that. It's magic.
Yeah, and it's what we love about you as well. Again, this weekend, you guys brought us to Best of the West the first time, and we've come back with you for the last 2 years now, 3 years now, and we probably will do for a long time yet. And it's
accommodation ready for next year.
Fucking magic. Magic.
But the dates, I was like, texting the girl, can we stay again?
Great. So a neighbour in Inverary will get Amy knocking at their door at 2 a.m.
It's not tonight, it's not
2019!
When is it? 13, 14, 15? Yeah. I'll see you next year.
So, I kind of think at some point I've probably interjected my interview with both Norrie and Angus, and if I've not done that, this is now my opportunity to do that because I've brought this in. So now that we've done that,
okay.
See my link. This is a classic Fife Club tenuous link.
Which one? Oh, no.
We link it across everywhere. But what I'm actually going to have to do is really bring this whole thing to a close, and I'm going to have to ask Amy, do you have a motto for Fife tonight?
Always channel your Inverary.
That works for me. Channel your Inverary. Good night.
No, Inverary.
Inverary. Good night.